I'm Stan Katz. I've been there, done that, got the bloodstained t-shirt. My purpose is to help you survive and thrive in a world gone mad. Welcome to Herding Cats. I wish I could tell you definitively when I crossed the line into alcoholism and addiction. To add to my woes, I was trying to cope with a crippling depression that had plagued me since my teens. By 1987, my depression had worsened to the point where I required psychotherapy. My therapist was an attractive woman in her late 30s. I landed up having an affair with her. Things were going steadily downhill and led to the first of several attempts at suicide. It was becoming apparent that all was not well in the world of Stan the Man. In fact, my life had begun to resemble a badly designed roller coaster. It was on a Saturday afternoon in 1997 that I was called to a meeting at the radio station. Little did I suspect it was an intervention. My bosses were there and they were concerned that I had a cocaine problem. Cocaine, by the way, is God's way of telling you you're making too much money. To make a long story short, they offered to book me into a rehab. I readily accepted. I no longer wanted the cheese, I just wanted to get out of the trap. And so I began my journey on the long, hard road to recovery. I'm talking to you as a survivor of a lifestyle that nearly consumed me. For way too long, I was chasing the next high, the next thrill, the next means of escapism. I'm not proud of my past, but I'm grateful for the lessons it taught me. On my road to recovery, I did an enormous amount of research, during which I came across a Rabbi Taub, who had written numerous books on the subject of spirituality and addiction. Here's what he had to say about addiction. People think addiction has to do with drugs and alcohol. It really has very little to do with drugs and alcohol. First of all, there are other addictions. People become addicted to behaviors, to other people, to relationships. It doesn't have to be chemical. But secondly, and much more importantly, what people don't get is that the drug the person is using to numb themselves is not the problem, it's the solution. Certainly, it's a solution that destroys your life. By this stage, I was leading a multi-million rand organization. I knew just about everything there was to know about broadcasting, media, marketing, and sales, but precious little about leading a team. It was time to straighten up and fly right if I was to survive. I gained an understanding of the human condition, what makes people, including me, tick. It's this knowledge that was the basis for me eventually learning to lead. Here's the takeaway from this episode. Ernest Hemingway summed it up beautifully when he said, "The world breaks everyone, but afterward, some are strong at the broken places." I'm grateful for a second chance, a third chance, and perhaps even a fourth. Thank you for joining me on Herding Cats. If you enjoyed this podcast and think my lessons in leadership could add value to your organization, contact famousfaces.co.za. Tell them Stan sent you. Love you madly. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.